Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Mark Anderson, the co-founder and CEO of Drake's Organic Spirits, which is the only spirits company to hold all five certifications on being vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO, Project Verified, kosher, and certified USDA organic. And Mr. Anderson, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today. So if you would, Mr. Anderson, to start off, could you let us know about your background for starters, how you got to this point, and why you started your company, Drake's Organic Spirits?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks again for having me this morning. My background, I grew up in North Dakota, agricultural background, and attended the University of North Dakota for aviation. And about that time, I realized that it would be difficult to buy an airplane flying for somebody else. And I had seen the movie Trading Places. And in that movie, you may recall, there was a scene of trading in the pit as a market maker. So I did some research, found an exchange in Minneapolis that I could lease a seat for about $15 a month, moved to Minneapolis, learned how to be a market maker, a pit trader, and around 98 to 99, I started arbitraging physical commodities against future derivatives and was able to control a substantial part of the dairy market, allowing me to retire the first time in 2004. And around 2008, I started another company called Captain Drake to focus on organic and non-GMO ingredients, realizing that most of the starch and protein in the U.S. is derived from genetically modified corn, soybeans, or cane sugar. So in 2008, starting Captain Drake, I ventured to Thailand and secured half the country's citric acid, which was produced from tapioca starch, which was a non-GMO commodity. And in the U.S., 96% of all corn at the time was genetically modified, and corn being one of the largest contributors to starch, which is used for manufacturing, being genetically modified. That's why I had to go outside the U.S. to find citric acid. And for those of your listeners, citric acid is a preservative and a pH balancer that is in probably 85% of the things that you'll touch on a daily basis, whether it's food, beverage, detergents, clothing. So 2008 to 2010 was the biggest importer of non-GMO citric acid, and I moved the supply chain closer to the U.S. by going into South America and, again, finding a non-GMO supply chain for citric acid. And in South America, it's derived from cane sugar, which is not genetically modified. And in 2011, became the biggest importer of organic cane sugar that's certified non-GMO, Project Verified, and became the first company in the world to have non-GMO, Project Verified sugar and citric, which was pretty important because any finished product in the grocery store that wanted to have the non-GMO verification, we were providing the only non-GMO verified sugar and citric, which then expanded into the request for organic alcohol that was non-GMO verified by the flavor house companies wanting to produce extracts. And to produce organic extract, you need organic alcohol. And that was our entry into the alcohol market by producing, using our organic cane sugar as the basis to produce organic alcohol back in 2015 and supplying the food and beverage industry with that. Then 2017, launching Drake's Organic Spirits.
Well, that's quite a journey, and not only do you have a lot of experience in a lot of different areas, but your determination is sounding its bells loud and clear. So congratulations on your efforts and what you've been able to accomplish up to this point. Now, looking at the company, what actually separates Drake's from other spirit brands in the market right now?
Well, as we set out in the spirit side of the business, we had realized that there was no other spirit brand that had all of the certifications that we achieved for the food and beverage industry, meaning organic, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and kosher. And at the time, it was a brand new industry and vertical to us, and we knew we were going to make a lot of mistakes. But we interviewed many companies that had failed and found companies that had succeeded and interviewed them and found the common denominator that each had. So when we ventured out with Drake's Organic Spirits to really build the new category in the Bev Elk space that hadn't existed before of health and wellness, which was a vertical that I had seen occur in all the other industries that I was supplying ingredients into, whether it was the food, the beverage, the pet food, the cosmetic. They all had this transition into health and wellness, and the Bev Elk space was really the last large category to evolve into that space as consumers were looking for healthier options. So setting out, we launched Drake's Organic Spirits fourth quarter of 2017 with an organic rum and an organic vodka. And the advice that I received early on was launching a spirit brand, you start in one state, you get placements, then you get pull through before expanding into the next state. And it's a rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat.
Now, speaking of your products at this point, what products does Drake's make from this organic, non-GMO sugar cane? You mentioned South America. Get into more of those details. I think that would be quite interesting.
Yes. The cane sugar is the source for all of our organic alcohol. And the reason being the need to go to South America. At the time, there was no organic cane sugar grown in the U.S. So it takes about 4 years to have a crop certified organic for production. And in 2012, as the biggest importer of organic cane sugar, and then eventually expanding into organic alcohol, we realized that to be efficient in building out Drake's Organic Spirits to have the volume needed for a national brand, we would need more than 50,000 case capacity. And to build that infrastructure would well exceed 50 or 100 million. So we established a supply chain by securing all the organic cane alcohol that was produced at one specific region of South America called the Cauca Valley, and it's where organic cane sugar is grown. Cane sugar is a grass. It is able to be harvested in this region 2 times a year, and you can harvest cane sugar for 4 years before the crop needs to be replanted. So compare that to corn, which most alcohol is derived from on the vodka side or the other spirit side. Most of those spirits are derived from grain or corn ethanol. And corn is, the ground is tilled and fertilized in the spring. Crop is planted, then pesticides and herbicides are applied 2 to 3 times during the course of the growing season. The crop is then harvested and tilled. You compare that carbon footprint to organic cane sugar, which you'll have 8 crops over the course of 4 years before you're tilling the ground and replanting. That grass is absorbing and CO2 and converting to oxygen. So our footprint is actually carbon negative, very sustainable, which adds to the reason why we created Drake's Organic, not just for the health and wellness category, but also creating another option for consumers that is more sustainable and environmental friendly.
Yeah, fantastic stuff on your part. You have certainly done your research. That is really clear here today. We're joined by Mr. Mark Anderson, the co-founder and CEO of Drake's Organic Spirits, which is the only spirits company to hold all five certifications of being vegan. It's gluten-free, non-GMO, project verified, kosher, and certified USDA organic. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, what is coming up next for Drake's Organic Spirits? Anything we should be aware of, and where can people find the products as well?
Yeah, certainly. So Drake's Organic, you can go to drakesorganic.com to read more about the company. It is possible to purchase online. We're also distributed throughout 46 states in the U.S. and 5 countries internationally. Costco in Japan started carrying our Spiked Ice, which is an adult freeze and eat popsicle, in Japan in 2020 and this year. So we've been international now for over 2 years. And in the U.S., we recently launched our newest product, which is Drake's Organic Boxtails, organic cocktails in a boxed wine format, 12% alcohol, about 14 cocktails in each ready-to-drink boxed format. It actually is a more sustainable ready-to-drink product over canned seltzers. Each 1.75-liter boxtail reduces 5 cans of seltzer, and you may know this, but there is approximately 10 billion seltzer cans between the two largest seltzer producers that will be consumed this year, and all of those cans are going into landfills. Compare that to a boxed cocktail format. It's compostable, less waste, sustainable, and ready to drink with no mess. And it's also shelf stable due to the alcohol content being 12%, which is about the average cocktail ABV content. So you can open up a boxtail today, pour yourself a cocktail over ice, and 4 months later, pour another cocktail over ice, and it's the same cocktail with all the certifications: organic, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and kosher, with only about 5 grams of sugar, about 100 calories per serving. It's very quick, convenient, easy, no mess, no fuss, and better for you and better for the planet.
That's some big information right there, and clearly proving and pointing out the big differentiators with you in the market and in the space. Lastly, what are some tips you'd like to share with other entrepreneurs tuning in, just starting out on their entrepreneurial journeys? I'm sure there's something that you've learned that you'd like to share along the way to be of help.
Oh, goodness. Research. So do a lot of research prior as far as interviewing not just the winners, but interviewing other companies in your space that didn't succeed, and try to figure out what the common denominator was for each one of those. Avoid those and try to find out the common denominator for the ones that have succeeded, and utilize those. And then just don't be afraid to make mistakes. This was a totally new vertical for myself to get into, and it is it's a challenge. But when we started producing distilled spirits, and then distribution and merchandising and point of sale, we knew we were going to make a lot of mistakes. But making those mistakes at a small level, getting them corrected before they become big mistakes, and being nimble to maneuver around any roadblock, whether it's around, under, or over, that's the benefit of being a smaller, nimble company compared to the large global behemoths. And then the other unique aspect of Drake's Organic was we weren't going to create a local or a regional footprint. We wanted a supply chain for the new health and wellness category to be large enough for national and global distribution, which is why we set the supply chain and allows us up to 12 million cases of annual capacity, which compared to other leading brands, Tito's did about 8 million cases last year, and Grey Goose did about 2.5 two to three. So our capacity is as big as the two leading vodkas, and our pricing is comparable. Our quality is higher, and we carry all five certifications, which sets us apart.
And I'd say that's an understatement for sure. Again, listeners, to shop around and to get further details, it's drakesorganic.com. Mr. Anderson, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, thanks so much. Drink Drakes.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and happy holidays to you. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Anderson, co-founder and CEO of Drake's Organic Spirits, which is the only spirits company to hold all five certifications of being vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO, project-verified, kosher and certified USD organic. And for all the details, visit drakesorganic.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.